call Uganda, Uganda, a land that is once so fruitful, but corruption has crept into you. And since the day corruption came, it has never left. Yet you try and try and try and remove all the darkness that has grown within you. You are rotten to the bones. And there's nothing that you can do that can remove that. For the enemy has caused a sickness to come upon you. Though I have preserved you for the sake of my people, yet you will be one of those countries that disappear. For others will take over your land, and you will become but part of another country in time to come. For I want to remove from you the root of darkness. I've given you liberty, but you have shown that you cannot govern thyself. So I will take from you the liberty to govern, and you shall be governed by others. Yet I will preserve my church and my people. Though you are weak, yet I will strengthen you. For out of you have come many wonderful intercessors. In your weakness you have found strength in prayers. So I will make you my church in Uganda, a people strong in intercession and prayer. I will raise from you mighty flames of intercessors who will cry out for the land, who will weep, and who will lament for the land of Africa. And I will bring many souls because of your cries. You will birth for many to be saved into the kingdom, though you don't see it in your land. But because of your prayers and intercession, I will change Africa and bring the souls unto me. So know that I will raise you my church in Uganda. I will still preserve you. For your light has shined, and it's because of you, the salt of the earth, that the land has not been consumed. You are indeed the salt, and because of you I preserve that land until the day that it will combine and be taken by another country. For the corruption, it is your salt that has held it at bay. And yes, you shall be my people, and I will yet love my bride, that I will draw from your midst. In Jesus' name, amen.